A devotion by John Flavel, based upon Romans 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! Do not pry too curiously into the secrets of providence, or suffer your shallow reason arrogantly to judge and censure its designs. There are hard texts in the works of God, as well as in the Word of God. It is becoming for us to be reverent. Here the Scripture sets bounds to our curiosity, which no man can or ought to transgress. It is not for man to call God to account. His wisdom is called unsearchable, so the human mind may not weary and toil itself in vain, and not without the greatest danger in searching out God. Man may easily get astray by overreaching. Asaph so pried into the puzzling mystery of the afflictions of the righteous and prosperity of the wicked that it begat envy and despondency in him, Psalm 73. And this is all he got for summoning providence to the bar of reason. Holy Job was guilty of this evil, Job 42, verse 3. There is nothing objectionable in the word or works of God to sound reason, but there are some things in both which are opposite to carnal reason and beyond right reason. So our reason never shows itself more unreasonable than in summoning those things to its bar which transcend its sphere and capacity. Many are the mischiefs which ensue upon this practice. By this we are drawn into an unworthy suspicion and distrust of the faithfulness of God in the promises. This reasoning brings despondency of mind and faintness of heart under afflictive providences. Reason can discern no good fruit in them, and so our hands hang down in a sinful discouragement, saying, "All these things are against us." From this distrust of providence flows the temptation to deliver ourselves by sinful ways. Beware of leaning too much on your own reasoning. Nothing is more plausible, nothing more dangerous.